This is Inside Agriculture on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Rita Frazier. EPA releasing a new label for dicamba this week. Mark Gebhardt's Illinois Farm Bureau. Labels for dicamba.
This new label is a five-year label. It does have a nationwide cutoff date of June 30th in it. And we're already starting to get some questions, Rita. As you know, the Illinois Department of Agriculture on the previous labels had instituted a temperature cutoff and some other restrictions relating to the use of the product in Illinois. We don't know at this point. We're in contact with the Department of Agriculture, but they've not announced at this point in time what they may or may not do with regard to any additional restrictions. So just ask folks to be patient there, and we'll certainly work through that as fast as we can.
Another interesting happening this week in Macon County, farmers hosting, we know the Browns, and the EPA reached out to join agriculture in a look forward.
They did, and this is a very important and a very symbolic step, in my opinion, towards what's been a very good relationship as we've worked with the U.S. EPA Region 5 office out of Chicago. And honestly, Rita, in my career, there have been a lot of ups and downs with this office and our ability to work with them in the past. This administration and particular individuals involved with U.S. EPA in this office have really worked very well with us. We've developed quite a relationship. And as you indicated, they reached out to us with a memorandum of understanding of how we could continue to work together in a cooperative and collaborative manner. We view this as very important. We view it important not only, obviously, for the current administration, but for any future administration, that it lays that base or that groundwork, again, that it can be done, and that we certainly want to try and have a collaborative approach to all these environmental issues that we work on.
Mark Gebhardt, Illinois Farm Bureau. That's a look inside agriculture.